You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So let's go over to that next voicemail and her rage now going that way. Not to I hit you, but she's trying to rationalize something else took place here.
John, I'm here with your fucking kids. Nobody knows where the fuck you are, you fucking pervert.
I'm here with your effing kids. Nobody knows where you are, you effing pervert. Nobody knows because nobody's been notified that nobody knows mm-hmm. where he is. The only person who doesn't know where he is her. Mm-hmm. So That being said, the fact that she jumps over to trying to rationalize this, trying to find some other thing that he's doing rather than deal with what she just did to him. And again, you got a 0.27 blood alcohol level. You might be going in and out of remembering what you have done. Mm-hmm. What's your take thus far as we're working through that?
Well, that's where you get into what is probably the interactional pattern and the interactional style. And from the alcohol, she's not filtering. She's not pausing to consider, is this a reasonable assumption that he's out having sex with someone right now and he's a pervert? You know, this is an old story that she has been telling herself probably for ages in this relationship.
Mm-hmm. And very much projecting too, because in reality, she's the one who's sending text messages to his friend, inviting him over to have sex.
Yeah.
So naturally John must be doing the same, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what seems to be going in her mind. Let's listen to another voicemail here. As it continues on,
the defendant texts John O'Keefe.
This is a text.
Your kids are cucking alone at 1:02 a.m. on the 29th.
So you got some guilting going on.
Defendant texts John O'Keefe. I'm back in Mansfield. The kids are home alone. 1:04:14 a.m. on the 29th.
Okay, so that's manipulation. Right there. Notice we're not getting any phone call here of John. I'm really worried about you. I'm really concerned. I'm here with the kids. You know, I'm going to keep them safe. You know, I'm going to stay here with them till I know where you are. But please let me know just so I can understand what's going on. None of that. Mm-hmm. No follow-ups. John, I still haven't heard from you. Please just let me know. No, it's I effing hate you. You're an effing pervert. Your kids are effing alone. I'm going home and I'm leaving them alone too. Because, of course, a responsible adult just leaves kids at home alone. Again, not a healthy reaction to someone who claims she saw him go into the house. Why all this rage if she just thinks he went into the house to go have some drinks with friends? And why this guilting in there? What's going on in her mind at this point?
Yeah, it looks like a pattern of manipulation and somebody that thinks in a very self-serving manner and thinks emotionally rather than logically. So I would guess that this is something that has been used previously in arguments.
It also seems to like demonize him in her mind. And if she did something bad to him, even if it's accidental, which I do think it was accidental, he has to be the bad guy because she can't be... She can't be the bad guy. So she's starting to have to tell him herself bad things about him. He's irresponsible. Mm-hmm. He's not there for the kids. He's a bad guy. And that seems to be, do you agree with that? Of just kind of, this is like, it's the beginning of this coping method that people with narcissistic traits seem to have, where it's demonize the good person, the victim over here. So you can feel good about yourself.
Right. And it turns her into a victim and using the kids in that way, too.
And here's the other. I think this is another one here. Let's hear it.
Yeah, it's 1 in the morning. I'm with your fucking niece and nephew. You fucking pervert. You're a fucking pervert.
So she's. I don't know if she said it on that one or if that's the next one. But she says in one of these here, I'm laying next to your niece, I believe. And she's on the phone saying that he's cheating on her and that he's a pervert. This is in front of the kids that are essentially his children now. And she's verbally demonizing their uncle, who is now their dad, in front of them. Let's talk about that one for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah, that is horrendous behavior, and kids should never be exposed to that kind of stuff. So again, is there really compassion for the kids, or is that all just a show that makes her look like, see what a good person I am? But you're not acting with any awareness of the kids' needs if you say things like that in front of them.
And on a broader scope, let's talk about that. This is something that individuals like this tend to do. They will demonize the good person or anyone other than themselves as much as they possibly can. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't have to be friends, or it could be friends. It could be family. It could be your own kids. Let's speak to that for a moment and how this behavior seems to fall in line with this pattern of, I'm going to now demonize you passive aggressively and covertly in front of as many people as I possibly can, because she does a lot of that in this morning. Where she talks about, well, he was sleeping with this person recently, even though it had been like 2 years before her. But she's constantly belittling John and just putting his character in a very negative light. Let's just talk about how people do that and what sort of trends that points at.
Yeah, it speaks of black and white thinking, of always having this tendency to be attached to someone, deeply attached, but at the same time have pretty terrible opinions about them and saying hateful things about them. Well, why would you, if you were rational, why would you be with someone that you think that little of? Mm-hmm. So it speaks of somebody who doesn't have a very rational way of being in relationships. Painting themselves as the victim.
Yeah. What's amazing to me about this is all happening in real time while the tragedy is unfolding. It's not happening like, I think a healthy brain, and correct me if I'm wrong, a healthy brain wouldn't be doing this, but a healthy brain, if you're going to go and figure out how to villainize someone because you don't want to be responsible, you'd almost have to like get out of the situation, get out of the trauma to even begin that sort of process. Mm-hmm. With her, it's like happening as it goes. It's just second mm-hmm. nature. It's just mm-hmm. as things are flying at her, as realizations are coming, she's crafting the narrative of what she's telling herself, mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. seems. Let's continue with this.
John, I'm going home. I cannot babysit your niece. I need to go home. You are fucking using me right now. You're fucking another girl. Kim sleeping next to me. You're a fucking loser. Fuck yourself.
Again, that's the one where she's literally laying next to the kid, mm-hmm. saying, and I think the tone is important here. Listen to how she says, you're effing another girl.
Fucking another girl. Kim sleeping next to me. You are fucking using me right now. You're fucking another girl. Kim sleeping.
Maybe I'm digging too much or reading too much in, but it's not, you're effing another girl. You're effing another girl. This is what's going on. I mean, think of that tone. This is what's happening. It's mm-hmm. not, this is what's happening. It's this is her telling herself a story. This is not mm-hmm. her saying to John, you're doing this. This is her telling herself that. Do you garner that out of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the story that she has probably told herself repeatedly. And I think for people like this, they do legitimately have incredible, we'll just use the term low self-esteem. There are probably better terms for it than that.
Yeah.
A certain amount of self-loathing mm-hmm. because it's hard for them to accept that somebody could really be loyal to them mm-hmm. and really care about them. And so in that way, it says a lot about her sense of self, and that's kind of sad.
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's very sad.
Yeah.
That I mean, I see this, you know, when we look at these cases and you think about this and you go, gosh, it's just such horrible, horrible behavior. And there's such, but you're not them. You don't have to be them, because living mm-hmm. in that mind, that's mm-hmm. torture, because this is how you have to operate just to like get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit left.
Next to me, you're a fucking loser. Fuck yourself.
That might be it. I'm not sure.
John, I'm sorry.
Then there was one last one. That was it. It sounds like John, and people are picking up on this differently. John, where are you? Or John, was that you? Is that you? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it says. I always thought, where are you? But mm-hmm. that one sounded really kind of nervous. That sounded like maybe mm-hmm. there's something going on here. And let's talk about the 52 calls that remained. It was just go to voicemail, redial. Go to voicemail, redial. And it goes on until about, mm-hmm. I don't have the timestamp in front of me, but I believe it was like late 1-2-ish, stops, and then begins again right around 5 a.m. With the call and call and call. The repeated calls over and over and over. Is that someone who is worrying, or is that someone who's looking for confirmation that what just occurred did not occur and that he's okay?
Could be both. Yeah. Could be a bit of both. It certainly, if she knew he was dead, she would not be doing that. I would never believe that somebody, I mean, they might do, oh, let me make it look like I don't know he's dead by I'll call a couple times. But that is somebody who's in a state of hysteria, and rage can be a part of that. And it says a lot about the level of emotional intensity that she operates under. This is somebody who does big feelings.
Yeah, she does big feelings, without a mm-hmm. doubt.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at Kota.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Kota just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Kota fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Kota. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at kota.com/tap.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Kota just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Kota fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Kota. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at kota.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.